His knowledge from that moment to that moment changed. Prophet ﷺ in a complete, in a continuous ascension. So his knowledge is ascending. He is ascending to more closer and more closer and more near to the divine presence. As he is ascending, knowledges are ascending because more knowledge is opening. So knowledge cannot be limited. That's why, that's for that, awliyaullah, they are of different levels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knower, there is a knower. So knowledge cannot be restricted with one knowledge, or two knowledge, or three knowledge. Knowledge is always going higher and higher. There are awliyaullah that the way they present things and they give you things, it's fresh. It's now open for you. And that characteristic is not with everyone. It's with some of these. And this is what we call them Sultan al-Awliya, the sultans of saints, because they are the highest level of saints. Like Sayyidina Muhammad al-Arabi used to write in his books, that there is Sultan al-Anbiya, which Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sultan al-Awliya, which is the wali of that time, but he is above every wali. So we know that there are many awliya. We know that it's 124,020. It's not that the time now to explain that. But we know that. So every wali has his own way. It depends. There is a wali that uses a horse to ride on. There is someone who uses a car faster. There is someone who uses a rocket faster. So it depends which one you are speaking with, and then which level the answer comes from. And for that questions when they come, it's important to whom you are asking the question. Not everyone will give you from a fresh knowledge. And that's why you see there is the Sharia, there is the Hafiqa. There is the way that Prophet ﷺ explained to us how we have to behave in the Sharia, and we cannot play with that. We have to follow it. But there is the Hafiqa, the inner core of the Sharia. The haqiqa is where the fruit. Sharia is the shell that preserves the fruit. And that's why Imam Malik said that whoever only studies fiqh without studying spirituality, tasawwuf, is a heretic or hypocrite. But who study tasawwuf and study sharia is muhaqq, a haqqa, he found the truth. Imam Malik, one of the biggest imams that came after the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the ways to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is said, At-turuq ila Allah ta'ala bi'adali anfas al-khala'iq. The ways to Allah are on the breath, as much as the breath of a human being. Means every moment Allah create a way. Allah create a knowledge. When you breathing in and breathing out, when you in, there is a Allah create for you a knowledge that it is planned for your for yourself, that no one can share it with you. But and then when you breathe out, another knowledge will be open to you. There's no one knows it except you. Where are this knowledge? Can you know them?
No.
Because we are vague. We are with, because our actions in dunya put obstacles in front of us to reach these spiritual knowledges. Awliyaullah, with every breath in, they will understand what is the wisdom of that breathing in that oxygen, that air that goes inside, and they are able to see where it goes and what it rejuvenates in their bodies. And not in their bodies, in their souls. There is a breathing to the soul also. And the breath to the soul is not through the normal breathing. That normal breathing is for the body. For the soul, there is breathing by Asma'ullah al-Husna, Allah's beautiful names. The soul is always praising without your knowledge or without you have no power on it. By itself it is praising. As it is praising, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening knowledge. That's why awliyaullah, they say there are six powers that Allah gave in human beings. He put them like a chip. You put a computer, and when you want to take the knowledge out, you press a button and you, what you say, down, up, download it. So you want to download what is inside your heart, there is a chip there. If you can know the password to it and you activate it, then you can get this reality. There are 6 realities in every human being's heart. And these realities are haqiqat al-jazm, haqiqat al-fayh, haqiqat al-tawassul, haqiqat al-tawashul, haqiqat al-fayh, haqiqat al-shah. 6 realities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to every individual that he can or she can activate through a password that chip in order to download these realities. I explained this many times, so we are not going to explain these 6 realities now here. I can give one little bit, like haqiqat al-jazba, the reality of attraction. It will attract you, you will be like a spotlight or like a magnet. People will be attracted to you. People will be attracted to what you are saying because that reality in your heart is open. How it opens is like freshness. They are so compressed. When you shake them, you feel it's a liquid. But in reality, it's not a liquid, it's a gas. But under high pressure, what comes to it? It becomes liquid. So when you spray it, it goes like a gas which moves quickly in the air. So these realities are like these gaseous elements that immediately it will overtake that person, and he become or she become with a different smell as they are moving. Means people will become attracted to her or to him, whoever carry that secret, with only their presence. You don't need to speak anything. You don't need to say one word. Only they look at you. That's haqiqat al-jazba. That's the reality of attraction. People will be attracted. What is there? There is that light. You activated that chip, so that power will be coming out. And not only one power, it is 6 powers. And this is in every person. You even not reaching maqam al-wilaya, the level of sainthood you don't reach, still that 6 powers is in everyone one half. But you have to pull it out. So to pull it out, you have to know your way. Where is your way? Where you are? Where is your direction? My direction is to Washington, or my direction is to Baltimore, or my direction is to Virginia. So who is going to give you that direction? Who is going to guide you? You cannot guide yourself. If you guide yourself, if you are able to guide yourself, you are studying, you are studying, you work. Why you work? You don't need to work. You are working because you are in need for something. Also, when you are in need of guidance, you need a guide. Guide doesn't come in your life if you are seeking and looking really to a guide. Allah for sure will send you a guide, even if you are living up on the mountain and there is no one comes to that top of the mountain, and you are saying, Ya Rabbi, send me a guide, Allah will send you a guide, even on top of the mountain. But people must decide, are you going to follow a guide or not? And guidance is needed, and the evidence is Prophet ﷺ, that always, although Prophet doesn't need Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah made them to need Jibreel to teach us that we need a guide. You are not better than Prophet, Hasha. No one is better. Prophet is the best of creation, and Allah made him to make him so humble to show that humbleness to Jibreel alayhi salam, to listen and to wait. Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا تَعْجَبْ بِالْقُرْآنِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيٌ. Don't quickly recite the Quran before it is revealed to you. Oh, how that? Means Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the Quran before Jibreel alayhi salam.
Everybody's science teacher.
Allah is saying to him, don't rush, recite the Quran before revelation comes. Because it was revealed to him before Allah. Al-Rahman, Allam al-Quran, Surah Al-Rahman. Al-Rahman, the merciful, taught the Quran. After that, knows what comes? Khalaq al-Insan, created the human being. So, teaching of the Quran came before creating the human being. So, to whom Allah taught the Quran? It's to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Prophet said, I was a prophet and Adam between two and water. كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا لَعَدَمْ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالْطِينَ. So, without a guide, your journey is not going to find its way. It's impossible. You might go to this one, or to this one, or to this one, or to this one. You can pick up little bit here, little bit here, little bit here. But your sharp guidance, I was explaining, there is no difference between guidance and advice. So, or waz, you know, there is, in Arabic we say waz, a waz, to advise someone, explain about this, how to make ablution, how to pray prayers, how to do this. But there is, your shar is guidance. So, between waz and guidance is a big difference. Waz, anyone can give waz. Even a child behind a computer today, they are giving you waz on the internet. Thousands of them, they press buttons and they give you, they become muftis on the internet. Irshad? No way. They cannot guide. Guidance has carried with it the vehicle that you are going to ride and move. That is only for awliya. For saints. The Shaykh will show you your way, then he leaves you to struggle to see how much you are going to achieve. As more as you achieve, as more as he opens. As more as you achieve, as more as he opens. And knowledge never ends. Allah says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We are going to show them our signs in the horizons and in themselves. A horizon, as much as you reach the horizon, if you take a look at from the beach on the horizon, you see where it meet with the sea. Is that? Take a boat and go all the way there. you see, still it's where it meets with the sea. Means horizons, it never ends. Allah said, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We are going to show them our signs in the horizons and in the horizons of their hearts. That might, the meaning of that interpretation of that ayah means there are horizons in the heart. Every level you reach, it is another horizon appear. You reach that horizon, another horizon appear. And that's why Allah said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knower, there is a knower. There is someone sitting there. Look, you see someone sitting above you. That's what you need to ask. Questions, before you ask a question, is the most important. Ask Allah to guide your heart. Who is going to be your guide? In order that then be able to reach your goal. May Allah forgive us. Any question? No questions. Fatiha.